Seen from the window of a plane, Ireland is a patchwork quilt. Little square fields of green stitched together by thin rows of thorns. Spring green, fern green, forest green, pine, sea and shamrock green. From above, she is clean, mystical, magical to behold. That is her first great act of deceit. Her lush, rolling beauty, the first betrayal of her truth. For on the ground, and deeper still, buried beneath that verdant lawn, is her pain. Underneath, there is blood. I assume you've heard bits and pieces of the history of Ireland already, some of the landmark atrocities that have made international news over the years, or perhaps you've heard snippets grumbled over small glasses of amber in the dim light of a smoky tavern in the Bronx. Stories of the long and bitter hatred between the English and the Irish, of heroic young men in balaclavas, petrol bombs being hurled into the dark night, monuments of flame on the claustrophobic streets of Belfast, the ghosts of skeletal boys, naked and excrement smeared, starving themselves to death in the cold cells of the H-block. And if you did receive your Irish history lesson in a bar from some furtive creature with a brogue, then, as the night wore on, you surely heard about his mother also. For every drink...